Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of Books That Matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Hello, it's Katie here. I'm just popping in to let you know that Soulful Valley Publishing now has 3 multi-author book opportunities. Entangled No More launches on the 9th of September. We've got Evolving on Purpose, the second book in the series, Co-creating with the Divine, which will be launching around October, November. And the first book for 2023 is called Becoming the Manifesting Diva. If you're interested in applying for any of these books, if you're a holistic coach, a healer, or an author who would like to become a best-selling author, go and check out my website at soulfulvalley.com and click on the Entangled No More page or the Evolving on Purpose page. And if you're interested in becoming a manifesting diva, we've now got a waiting list for that one next year. So pop me a message through my website.
Bella Luna is a spiritual life coach, modern mystic, and self-love advocate with a wild heart and big dreams. Using a grounded approach to spiritual teachings, it's her mission to help people fall in love with themselves and their lives. After breaking free from an abusive relationship, Bella decided to get the ultimate revenge, to live her best life. It was through this journey of intense exploration and self-discovery that led Bella to find the ultimate gift, self-love. Bella believes wholeheartedly that self-love is the key to unlocking your purpose, power, and potential. And she now strives to give this gift back to the world with her radical self-love course, bespoke coaching program, and voluntary work with domestic violence survivors. Bella helps women to overcome the self-doubt and blocks that are holding them back from loving themselves deeply and stepping into their purpose. Today you will find Bella frolicking around her British homelands or chilling in the mountains of northern Thailand, creating new ways to support soulful women to live a life of magic, meaning, and self-mastery. You can find Bella's website at www.bella-luna.org.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Bella.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Bella is another one of our contributing authors in the book that we're launching next week called Entangled No More.
So exciting.
It is. It's come around really quickly, hasn't it?
I know, it's crazy.
Bella, can you share with our audience the title of your chapter?
The title, drum roll please. Woo! So my title is called Self-Love is the Key. But the key to what? You'll have to read the chapter to find out.
Exactly. But do you want to share a little bit about your story so that the audience, the listeners, the readers can know what to expect?
Yeah, so obviously for those of you that don't know what the book is about, it's about toxic relationships and women who broke free from them. And so I'm telling my story about my toxic relationship, my abusive relationship that concluded over 12 years ago now. So, you know, I'm well and truly, you know, out of that and on the healing path, which is a never ending path with different levels and twists and turns. But yeah, so it's about the story of how that relationship and that trauma led to a series of gifts, you know, in the wake of the tragedy that was my abusive relationship. And one of those gifts being self-love and, you know, a really deep, unconditional sense of self-love that I found for myself in that darkness, you know, in that pit that I was left in after the relationship of, you know, self-loathing, self-degradation, completely hating myself, inner critic gone wild, all of those things. And, you know, I think there's a quote in my chapter about in the depths of the darkness, I found the ultimate gift, self-love. And it really was, it was the process of, so I compare leaving an abusive relationship to leaving prison. I have never been incarcerated, so I cannot say that it's exactly like that, but that's how I imagine it being like. You know, you just don't know who you are. You have all these freedoms taken away from you, and then suddenly you're free to make all your own choices. And so it's a bit intense at first, but it led me onto you know, a path of extreme self-discovery of being like, who the F am I? You know, what do I like to do? How do I like to be in this world? Where do I want to go when I'm not being told, you know, where to go and what to do? And that self-discovery is what led me to, you know, to really accepting myself fully and loving myself deeply. And that's, you know, that's sort of what came about then in my business. I'm a self-love coach, and I help people just to fall in love with themselves again and reconnect with themselves and, you know, appreciate themselves on all those different levels. So that's what my chapter is really about. It's about how self-love helped heal me, how I found it, what it did for my life, what it could do for other people's lives, and how to do it in you know, from a bottom up kind of way. Because I believe that it's really easy to sit here, you know, with your sexy posts on Instagram being like, I am enough, love yourself, like this is the answer to everything. And when I've seen those posts, when I've been in really dark places, I've just rolled my eyes and been like, F you, this is like, this just doesn't reach me. And it makes me feel even worse, you know. So some of the things I write about in the chapter are really from that, you know, that dark place of, okay, so an affirmation, I love myself, maybe that's not going to work. But maybe you could say, I want to love myself. I really, really want to love myself. I'm willing and open to loving myself. Even if I don't love myself right now, I really want to love myself, because that rings more true. And then it stops the inner critic from going wild. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I say I love myself and I don't mean it, then the inner critic is like, don't lie. You don't love yourself. You think you're a piece of shit. Why are you lying? You're such a fraud. You know, but when I say I want to love myself, I really mean that. I always mean that. Whether I do love myself or not, I always want to love myself.
Mm. And that's such an important message. It's a theme tune of my song, You've Got to Love Yourself. And it's the journey I've been on myself that led to me channeling this book. And loving myself for 2 years since I closed the door on my last relationship was what changed everything in my life. It led me back to remembering who I am, really, because my life had revolved around two marriages, one after the other, where everything revolved around them. So it's a really, really important journey. Bella, what made you write a chapter in this book?
I was feeling a bit, you know, well, for any entrepreneurs that are listening, you have those moments throughout your business journey where you're a bit like, okay, I've hit an overwhelm or a stagnation or something, and I need to take a step back from what I'm doing and let a few things go to make some space. So this is the kind of energy I was in. I'd let a few things go. I was like, I'm just going to stop posting on social media for a bit. I'm just going to carry on with my current clients and keeping them, you know, happy. And I'm going to let a few of the other bits go to make space to see what else wants to come in, because I'm feeling like there needs to be a shift in direction or something. So this was a Sunday. I'd decided on this Sunday, I was I was gonna let it go. I didn't really know what to do. I asked a few people. They were like, surrender, release it. I was like, oh, I hate that advice. I can't do that. I don't know how to surrender and release. Of course I do know, but sometimes you just don't feel it fully. But on this Sunday, like, I fully decided, like, heart, mind, body, soul, everything had decided I was gonna let it go for 3 months and see what happened in 3 months' time. And I was just gonna spend some time by myself in nature, having fun, you know, reconnecting with those high vibe energies and getting out of, like, you know, hustle business mode. And then on the Monday, the next day, your post came up on my feed. And as I've seen your post so many times, and so many times I've been like, oh, that looks nice, but carried on, you know, scrolling because it just wasn't the right time. But I saw your post and I was like, this title is my title. Like, this title needs me in it. Like, I need to share my story of this, you know, of this title and of my experience. And so I just knew that the space I'd created energetically the day before and overnight, this was one of the things that was coming in, stepping into that space. And I just knew that it felt right. And looking back in hindsight, you know, it's only been, I don't know what it's been, maybe 4 months by now. But everything has just gone on this crazy synchronistic roller coaster since then. So I know now, look, at the time I knew it, but now looking back, I have all the proof that it was the right decision to make.
That's wonderful. You've just expressed some of my experience, because the first multi-author book, when I came across one, I was in a similar place with my business, didn't really know where I was going. But I had this feeling, I've had a feeling for years that I wanted to write, and I'd put best-selling author on my vision board literally a week before the experience popped up, or the opportunity popped up. But I'd released it. You have to come to a point where you're willing to release all of what you think you're trying to build.
Yeah.
But what you're really supposed to build to come in, that's been my experience. And then everything seems to flow in synchronistically. And the path that you logically couldn't have even thought of appears. That's how I felt. So your life's changed quite dramatically as well, hasn't it? Because when you said yes to the book, you lived in Thailand.
I did, yeah. So, yeah, honestly, the process of writing the chapter has completely flipped my life 180 and everything I want to do and all the direction I'm, you know, taking with it now. Writing the chapter of my experience of domestic abuse and domestic violence really reconnected me to the fact that I want to work with those types of people in my coaching business. I want to work with survivors of domestic abuse. However, I do not have adequate training to deal with such complex trauma. And I've unfortunately seen too many coaches, healers, and people in this industry that think that because they have been through trauma and have healed their own trauma and want to give those gifts back, it's a beautiful thing to want to do, but without the right training, it's dangerous. And you'll basically end up, you know, opening people's trauma up and then not being able to help them actually, you know, deal with it. And I didn't want to do this because I've seen too many examples of it. So I decided that I wanted to do some training in trauma-informed practice and have some experience with, you know, the most vulnerable of survivors of domestic violence. So I have since relocated back to my, you know, birth country of the UK, and I'm now living in London and volunteering with an organization called Solace Women's Aid. And I'm doing domestic violence mentoring to survivors of domestic abuse with multiple disadvantages. So these are women who have been involved in trafficking and sex work and have physical and mental disabilities. They have children in care. They have unstable immigration statuses, all these kind of disadvantages that really, you know, just aren't helpful. And then on top of that, they have the domestic violence aspect as well. So I'm doing the mentoring program with them whilst training for trauma-informed practice for frontline workers, and how to do group facilitation work with a trauma-informed approach as well, because that's what I'd really love to do. I'd like to do well-being workshops in you know, domestic violence refuges and for survivors, because I think they need this. They need this stuff, you know, all of this juicy stuff that you and I know that we've used to, you know, to heal our mental and physical health and to keep us, you know, in these high vibes. These are the women that really need this stuff, right? So I would love to be able to take it to them. So yeah, now I'm back in London, which is very different vibes from the quiet little mountain village I lived in Thailand. So yeah.
What a wonderful journey. I can't wait to see, hear your story in 12 months' time and where you are with that.
Yeah.
And this book will be a great gift to everybody that you come across in the meantime as well.
Yeah.
Bella, where can people connect with you if they want to connect with you?
So like most coaches and entrepreneurs, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. So the main place is obviously my website, which is bella-luna.org. I'm also on Instagram as @BellaLunaMystic. I have a Facebook page, which is @BellaLunaCoaching. And on my website, I mean, the website is pretty much the main hub for everything that you can find on there. And you can sign up to my mailing list where I give you a really magical 7 days of self-love challenge where you can sort of bring self-love into your daily life in a really fun and playful way, because I don't want it to be one of those things that people think is just like, oh, it's just another thing on my to-do list, it's really boring, I don't want to do any more of these practices. Like, so I've created it in a really, really fun way with dancing and writing and music and lots of different tips and techniques. So you can get involved in that on my website as well.
And of course, you'll be able to read Bella's chapter when we launch next Friday the 9th at 9 a.m. in the UK. And we've got a launch support group on Facebook. If you go to www.entangledno more, we'll see you in there. Is there anything else you want to share today, Bella, before you leave?
So I just wanted to say that, you know, self-love is a continuous journey. You get there's a destination you get to, and then suddenly everything is perfect and you don't have to work on it anymore. It's a continuous journey, just like healing is, and personal development and growth. And so if you fall off, if you forget to do it, if you have, you know, a few bad years or months where you don't do anything, never be afraid to start again and get back up and brush yourself off. And like I said earlier, if you don't resonate with the affirmations and the practices that are, you know, like, I love myself, I am enough, just go to the I want to love myself, I want to feel like enough. And hopefully that will be the stepping stone that helps you on your way to, you know, to being able to wholeheartedly say I love myself. There's always a step before that you can take if you struggle with that and the inner critic. So just be kind to yourself, and yeah, that's what I want to leave on.
Thank you, Bella. That's beautiful advice. See you on the launch.
Bye.
Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.